Welcome back to the Pam Jensen Show.
We are live at Top Shooters, 531 Old State Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois. Come on by. Obviously, there's all kinds of things to do out here. I don't know if it's raining outside or not, Dave Rep. Third,
it's not,
I don't.
It's beautiful out.
Is it beautiful up? Okay, well, whatever.
Go outside, not, get in your car, and drive.
Okay, go outside, and get in your car, and then come over here and hang out and golf
right.
And
even
do
if
your
you're
thing,
at work,
and
just
game.
Tell me you're coming up here.
They got all kinds of things to do.
It's Friday at 3 o'clock. What are you doing not here?
I know. It's so nice, man.
Every time,
it just puts you in a good mood knowing it's Friday.
Yeah.
We do have a long night ahead of us, though, Dave Rep. Third. We are going down to Enterprise Center for the Blues Fantasy
Freaking
Camp.
Nerd alert.
I don't know.
Hanging out at his house instead of going out and partying.
What do you mean? Who?
Just talking
Rock?
About nerds and dorks, you know?
I've been pretty nerdy lately, actually.
I don't know why I came up when no one even intimated that point, Cam, but thanks.
Well, he was looking at you.
He used to have a drop for me called Nerd Alert.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's what it was then.
Certain things he talks about are nerdy. Cam, I like pro wrestling.
But Cam enjoys them.
We all have our thing.
I do. Rock is a well-rounded human being.
I like goalie pads in pro wrestling. That's weird. Like,
If
I died tomorrow and you had to think, if you had to list my two favorite things in the world, besides my kids, obviously it would be goalie pads.
I'd say your wife.
I'm not saying you don't love your kids. I am saying it goes goalie pads, your kids, pro wrestling. That's what I'm saying.
Do you love wrestling that much?
No, I don't. I don't really watch it at all. When I was a kid, I liked it a lot.
I do find myself going back and watching like old matches with Andre the Giant.
It's mostly just goalie pads and cybersecurity stuff.
That's really cool, too. Speaking of nerd. Anyway, 3-on-4 right. Chimes, and it goes, the NHL.com was asking players for their Stanley Cup picks, and both Fleury and McDavid were among those who picked the Blues.
Well, sign them up.
Cool.
Sign them up. We can
Thank
use
you.
Both those guys.
Thank you. Thank
sign
you.
Sign them up.
Thank you.
McDavid, request a trade. Hold out. Tell them you want to come to
we'll
the Blues.
We'll take that.
Because they got a chance to win the Cup this year, brah.
We'll take that.
What would you give up?
The economy, McDavid?
Oh, whatever they ask for.
I don't know. Yeah.
Tarasenko, Kyrou, and Thomas. You got it. Peace. Deuces. Come on in.
Yeah.
Who hangs up the phone first?
The Oilers.
No doubt. Yes.
The Oilers would have to take that call.
Immediately.
They'll take the call. What if you call the Oilers
That's
tomorrow?
That's a 12-second call duration.
And said, Tarasenko, Parayko, Kyrou, Thomas, we want McDavid. What do you do?
You had a Parayko in there, man.
And then you leak the trade publicly, and then Edmonton's got to make a decision.
Wow.
I want Huso, too.
Wow,
I'm just going full Don
wow.
Cherry there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, Huso's
talk.
Too much.
There it is.
Huso's too much. We got to have a guy who can score, and we got a guy got to have a
We'd
guy
be
who
under
can
cap
it.
At that point. Yeah,
I'm
simple.
Right. Ron Caron. Give me a guy who can score it. Give me a guy who can stop it. I don't need any of the
simple.
Rest of them.
It's just a simple.
I don't need any of the
it's
rest
simple
of them.
Theory.
Or like Pittsburgh, give me two guys who
give
can
me
score
two guys
it,
up and down
one
the middle.
Guy who can stop it.
Yeah, and maybe a nice defenseman back there.
Well, Letang.
Name Letang.
Depends on
Letanger.
What year.
Anyway, 855-282-8255. A lot of kind of a negative thing that kind of went down in the NHL
Uh-oh.
The other day with a kind of a journeyman. Naismith's been in the league for a long time.
Yeah, but had a big year.
He was hidden in Washington. Played like a fifth, sixth defenseman, kind of like maybe a Gunnarsson type. And now he's in Vegas, went on an awesome run.
Especially
leader of that
playoffs,
team. Had some
right?
great interviews.
Right.
Seemed like a cool cat. Heard nothing but great things about this dude as a person, as a player. And you know how you can't in hockey, the hockey world, everybody knows everybody if they're a cool guy or not. And you can always judge it when you ask somebody, hey, is he a good dude? And they're like, yeah. That means they're not. But usually that's not the case. But, God, he's the best. Yo, he's the man. Anyway, good dude. He got dinged for 20 games. 20-game suspension. He's one of the leaders of that team. He's one of the journeymen or horses back there on defense. Logs a lot of minutes. Does a lot of things on the ice. Helped them go really deep last year. Big, big deal. And the controversy of it is that there is such little content in
trace amounts, I guess you should say,
that it's just like, I guess they compared it to a grain of salt in an Olympic swimming pool.
I don't know.
But going back to his statement, he did have a rebuttal, and it seemed genuine. And
you usually read it?
I'll set up. But this, when you hear this, it seems genuine. And not like where the team picks out what you need to say is in most cases, and it's like you're a robot. So listen to what he had to say here, and you
Here's
look back on he's got
to
be
say,
pissed.
Throughout my playing career, I've been tested numerous times, including twice last season, and I've never before tested positive. Schmidt said in his statement, it was utterly shocking to be informed that I tested positive for a microscopic amount of a tainted substance. Not only did I not intentionally take a banned substance, I could have I could not have received any performance enhancement benefit from the trace amount that inadvertently got into my system at a level that was far too small to have any effect. This low amount was consistent with environmental contamination that I could not possibly have prevented.
Exactly. And the supplements that he was taking were team issued. So I guess WADA approved or whatever the case is. Although that could, you know, who knows what he's taking at home. Like, we don't know.
There's been a boxer recently, Lee, who said I tested positive because the meat in Mexico has steroids in it.
Yeah, remember Sean Hill from the Carolina People Hurricanes? Remember things. Sean Hill, the defenseman who got right. dinged and he said it was from his lamb? His lamb in a steakhouse right. or something?
Something. Anyway. According to Schmidt, an expert who testified on the defenseman's behalf at his appeal hearing regarding the suspension, said that the amount of the banned substance in Schmidt's system was 7 billionths of a milligram, comparing it to, like Cam said, the equivalent of a pinch of salt in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Schmidt further added that analysis using a hair sample led to the conclusion that there was no evidence of intentional use. It was not specified what substance led to the violation. Sorry for you. It's in there.
There's got to be another
way.
Who
gave it to you? Let's start walking this thing back.
You walk it back. I guess it was team issued. But how do you know that? I mean, how do you know that? Because it's not that substance is not particularly in that issued supplement.
Right.
So you could say, well, that's all I've been taking. But is it, though? I mean, is it, though? How do you
know? What if he's at the end of a cycle and his masking agent mm-hmm. just didn't cover the last of it? What if they tested him at the perfect time where it was just enough in his system? There are all kinds of different reasons why he could have popped tested.
Well, can I argue the fact that of all my years playing, I've never seen guys risk that. I've never
that close to the season?
No, not even in summer, really, ever. No one does it. Maybe a dude in a minors one time. But other than that, he was crazy anyway.
Can I ask you a blunt question
yeah.
real quick?
Yeah,
I want to know, and you don't have to answer this. If you say absolutely not, I'll understand.
Okay.
Percentage of NHLers that use performance-enhancing drugs. Because I've said I think it's as low as 25 to 15%.
Dude,
I think it's as low as that.
Way lower
Whereas
than
baseball,
that.
I think the number
way
is like
60%. Lower than that. Way lower than that, dude. Way lower. You can't
mess like three? Three
yes.
Five?
Maybe even lower than that. I've never met one. I told you, I've seen one guy do
even
something.
Even in the off season.
Yes.
Okay.
Never, ever, 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 ever. I swear to God.
I'm not saying I don't believe
you. I swear to God. And I've been around so many guys and doing so many different things. I've never seen anybody do
right.
anything.
You hang around with all the meatheads, too. So those
yeah,
are the guys
I know
doing
all
it.
The guys, man. Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, yeah.
Ever played with someone that
I've
knew
never
was
even
on
seen
the
it.
Juice?
I've never even seen it.
Never even seen it.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe
ever
in junior
anybody
A.
anybody that you knew was juicing?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you stay away from guys?
Hell no. There's a couple guys in juniors that I know where they were so jacked out of their minds. And that's fine. But in the NHL, even the American League, nah, man. No. No. Not at all. Never seen it. Unless they're really hiding it, but
so
it's
you,
hard to
so
hide
So you
that.
Believe Nate Schmidt, though?
Yeah, I do.
I'm inclined
do.
To believe him, too. Because
I know.
I don't think that the number is high in the NHL regardless.
20-game vacation. It's not that big of a deal. Are you crazy? Gino Ojek from Bevo Mill. Wait, stop. Back up a second, dude. That is a monster deal. You are so far behind. I don't care how much, you know how miserable that is. You're losing probably almost $1 million. And you're not with the team. You can't, you have to get
coming
back.
Coming off a big
it's
run,
still,
too.
Coming off a big run. You're a leader of that team. That is such a big deal. I can't even explain it. That is so horrible. 20-game patient. Get out of here. Get out of here with that.
Played
You're great with your tweets, Gino.
Year.
You screwed that one up.
Plays 22 minutes a game last year, man. A guy plays 22
the dude
minutes
is,
a game.
That is a monster deal. And not to mention, like, it's a big deal in Vegas now. And now you're always tied to that. You're always going to be tied to that. Whether in 10 years they come up with whatever the case is, like, it's always tied to you.
Here's
that
the
is
other
a
thing.
Big deal.
Here's the other thing. Talk about it
Gino.
From a team aspect, right?
Yeah.
What does this do Golden Knights now who have a situation with an RFA named Shea Theodore, one of their other top
defensemen?
Yeah,
dude.
So now they could be without two of their best defensemen to start the year in Vegas, who's already lost James Neal and David Perron.
I know, man.
Obviously, they add Pauly Walnuts, but still they lose those two guys, and then they lose the other forwards. I mean, here you go.
Yeah, not good. You know,
Vegas.
I tell you what, it's so funny. People always accuse me of being on roids.
Really?
Oh,
does that
oh
happen
my
to you
God.
A lot? You get
oh,
that?
My. I take it as a compliment.
That's profiling.
Screw that. I didn't have a neck, man. I look back on it like you watch these old junior fights, like, you know, you and your buddies get drunk and you watch whatever, and you're like, those guys must have thought I was so jacked up on roids that I was out in this hillbilly from
I thought you
Missouri.
Were.
No, man. Never touch them. Never even seen them. Like, honestly. I didn't have to. My dad just fed me steak all the damn
right,
time, which is probably god awful too.
Missouri but, steak. That's you know all. What I mean? That's all Cameron Jansen needed.
Screw that, man. I took the. You know, will you take another pill? Thanks, dude. I'm jacked. I know. Right. Thank you, man.
Cam's like, I don't need any more HGH. I have Jesus all Christ. Of it coming in a natural way. Thank
then
you.
Then I lost it all. I lost it all. That was pathetic.
Vladimir Tarasenko says I'm pretty close in terms of being cleared for camp.
Big deal.
Did an interview with the Associated Press on Thursday. Yesterday at the NHL's annual preseason media tour, Vlad was tweeting or Instagramming pictures from the event. Pretty cool stuff. It's been pretty hard and boring sometimes, but the guys do a good job who work with me. That's what Tarasenko had to say.
Good. And we'll see where he's at.
Rehabbing. The surgery was on April 11th, 4 days after he separated his shoulder in a collision with Colorado forward. Was it Landeskog he went head-to-head with early in that game? Because they needed that game to get in the playoffs. They lost it. He got hurt early on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yeah, I was on a yacht, by the way, so I was on
that's right.
Yeah,
I know. I was actually up to my chest in water fishing that weekend, too.
Oh, I remember watching that thing on that monster yacht, too, watching that game.
Remember what I told you?
What?
You were like, oh, I feel bad. I'm going to be on this yacht, and you're not even going to be watching because you're going to be fishing. I go, well, they're not going to win anyway, Cam. You got so mad at me. Remember that? You're like, they're going to win, bro. And I'm like, dude.
I remember I was in such a good mood, and then watching that game, at the end of it, I was so mad. And everybody was, and you're like, we got this thing. And then Vladdy gets hurt, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, I was cross-eyed at the time anyway, but it just amplified everything.
I saw the tweet when he went down early in the game, and I go, I knew it. It wasn't for them.
It kept going out a little bit, and I'm like, no. Anyway,
it wasn't for them.
It was tough. And whatever. You know what? And maybe the summer didn't turn out the way it is if they would have made the playoffs and maybe went the game. I don't know. Whatever the case is, it's going to work out. We're okay. We paid that $7 million to Ryan O'Reilly.
Right.
Things are all right. We got Enterprise going. We got this four-sheet rink going. Things are looking great in St. Louis when it comes to hockey overall, man.
33
they really
goals
do.
For 91 last year. The improved roster. How many does he get this year? What do you like? You like him for a 40-piece?
I if he's not going to get 40 this year, then I don't know when he possibly could.
You like him for a 40?
I like him for a 40, man.
Give me a 40 bucket.
Give me 40. If he stays healthy and he doesn't get 40, then everybody else isn't doing their job. Then I guess, find Vladdy in the slot. Okay, Ryan, whoever you're with, somebody compliment him like you can't believe he
needs
it.
I'm excited to see these guys push Tarasenko.
Yeah, no doubt. And Vladdy, you know what?
Raise the compete level a little bit.
Want to be the man. Get up there in the talks, man. Like, do your thing. Like, now you're surrounded with great players. And not that you weren't earlier, don't get me wrong, but now you really, really are. Guys that should compliment you. I mean, there's nothing that we're watching an analytic aspect of things or whatever the case is that aren't saying, like, this is going to help Vladimir Tarasenko out, putting these guys together. They have a lot of options, and I think he's going to ding 40, dude. I just do.
Can we jump back into the substance talk as far as hockey's concerned? As the NHL has said, there are no plans to change their marijuana policy as Canada becomes a fully recreational marijuana country.
Yeah.
The NHL says, thanks but no thanks. We like where we are. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says the NHL does not expect a change on its rules for marijuana with the legalization of cannabis in Canada coming as soon as October 17th. Daly said in an interview with the Associated Press Thursday that the move won't affect the NHL NHLPA drug testing policy. Daly said the league's test for marijuana, but a positive test by itself does not lead to a suspension. Rather than altering that stance, Daly said the league and the Players Association are ramping up efforts to educate players about the details of using marijuana. The NHL has seven teams based in Canada, while Colorado, home to the Avalanche, allows some legal use of marijuana. I think D.C., Rocky, if I'm not mistaken, isn't D.C. a recreational
city
as well? I guess they're not a city. They're whatever they are. They're a district, so whatever. But there you go. There's legal pot all over the league.
You're right.
This is a gray area now.
Denver, too. I mean, look, if you look at weed, I'm telling you, there's so many other bad things out there that you put in your body throughout the year. And trying to sleep, trying to take pain away, trying to, I guess anti-inflammatories are okay, but enough of them, I guess, mess you up too. I mean, just
well, let me
tell
you this
Tylenol,
real quick. As someone who's, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want to champion
ahead.
Your point.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of surgeries in
yes,
my
you
life,
have.
Right?
I've
had my shoulder done. I've had my hip done twice.
Nasty
I've had my
car
femur
accident.
Done twice.
Yeah.
I've had my knee done twice.
Retired you?
Yeah, I've had my back done two or three times. It's
you're
been
a mess,
whole thing, right?
You're a mess.
So I take ibuprofen a lot. Well. Over time, and you think, oh, it's ibuprofen. Don't worry, right? Well, over time, 13 years now of a regular ibuprofen taken because of all these surgeries, I've developed an allergy ibuprofen now to where when I take that or anything like it, I break out in hives.
Yeah.
So now essentially I can't take a regular pain pill.
It screws your liver, your entire system. It does.
It's one of the reasons I've gone on intermittent fasting. It's one of the reasons I had developed IBS, which led to me going intermittent fasting.
God. Gaylord Fonker.
Even something as simple as ibuprofen can do it. So you're exactly right.
Acetaminophen, I believe it is.
Sucks.
And it absolutely sucks. It screws you up. And not to mention you're drinking on it here and there and stuff like that. This adds up. So if there is some sort of alternative that chills you out, that takes away anxiety, that's pretty much harmless. I mean, look at the stats. I don't know. Do people overdose?
Never, not one.
No, I mean, come on. No, it's not making you smarter, okay? It's not making you more like, oh, I want to get things. I want to tackle the day now that I just smoked a doobie when I got up at 7:30. No, no. But if you're crazy, it calms you down. And, you know, when people do take it and they learn how to interact throughout the day, look, have you ever been around a guy like, oh, God, he's too stoned. I can't be around him. I mean, actually, I probably have.
Well,
don't get me wrong.
You're not taking your job seriously at that point.
Look,
you got a bigger problem.
But my point is, if that is a substitute to take pain away, if it works that much for you.
Do it.
And the CBD oil kind of thing, which is you won't be dinged on any drug test.
I say, that's legal in all 50 now.
Exactly. Okay, and maybe teams will start picking that up as well. Same kind of difference. It's not THC in there. But, man, like, painkillers put you in a hole, dude. I mean, they
not
just
gonna do.
They're god-awful. They're nasty. They lie to you, and they will F you up bad.
Right.
And then you're
cortisone
sneaking away.
Too, man.
Cortisone, all that stuff.
Awful.
It takes.
Cortisone's a devil.
Xanax. Oh, my God. Get addicted to Xanax. Go ahead. And then try to get off them. You have a freaking seizure while you're driving.
God, I've never
like,
had
it's
to do
the
that.
Worst of the worst. It's like alcohol. It's terrible. But my point is, if you're smoking and you have it and you have a
– You don't even have to smoke it anymore. That's
no,
the thing,
you don't.
Man.
No, you can –
This
you
is
can,
not the the hippie pop
no,
culture.
No, it's not. You don't have to mess your lungs up.
Right?
As an athlete, you don't have to mess your lungs up. You don't.
You can put it in salt. You can
exactly.
put it in butter.
You put
you
your
can
food.
Cook with it. Olive oil.
Exactly.
Like
there's
anything.
A million different scenarios. Right. So, I mean, do your research on it and you'll see. So, look, it does have the optics of it and even discussing it, it does sound – like you are
it's weird, man. It's
cause,
weird, right?
Because when you think of smoking weed, you think of that your dumbass buddy on his
right.
couch, like, let's go get something done. Let's go. Oh, no, I'm good. No,
right.
Yeah, I get that, man. Because a lot of people can't do anything on it. And now you're like, I don't want to be that loser.
Right.
I remember I told you my dad gave me that talk when I was like 13, 14, 15 years old. When I was hanging out with these morons. And he's like, he's never done this to me. He's like, get away from them. Away from now. And I'm like, hell, I had. From these guys, and they were just dumbasses, man. I get that concept of it, but I tell you what, when you're already in the like in minors, like you're doing something right, you're learning
right.
how to adapt
like,
with it.
I like how the
and
NHL
if it helps you,
it,
yeah,
right.
if it helps
test
you,
for it.
Test for
it.
If you have a problem,
you've always said if there's a stupid high level, they're going to come
exactly.
talk to you. But it's not the league; they send like a player rep to come
exactly.
Talk
now
you,
they're so. Harder to deal with too. But my point is. They give you an option with it. But if you're mixing it with other things like Adderall and stuff like that,
right,
they're
going to come talk
fine.
To you.
But if you have a ton of it in your system, they'll talk to you, maybe get you on a program. But it's not like 20 games, boom. 20 – like think Nate Schmidt is a big guy. He's a first, second
right. –
you know, he's a top
and
four
this
defenseman.
Is different. We're not talking about pop
We're not,
with him. We're, that's performance enhancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Big difference there. But, I mean, my point is if you get dinged for 20 games and you're a fourth line, it's just, you're ruined, man. If you're ruined. This guy's going to get a second chance. He's going to get a third. But if this guy was a fourth-line guy, man, you're ruined. This would ruin you if this
yeah,
happened
if
to me.
For PEDs.
Oh, my God. I'm not Nate Schmidt. I'm right. not logging 22 a night.
But back to the pot thing.
Go ahead, yeah.
I like the way the NHL handled it.
Yeah,
because
man.
It's not a problem for them. They
it's
obviously
not.
Are handling it
it's
right.
Not,
you don't hear
be.
A lot of
alcohol is a problem for probably more than
probably,
anything.
Probably, right? I was
yeah.
just about to say, how much more of a problem is alcohol?
No doubt.
If the NHLPA – could say, okay, let's make the best decision for the players that we represent. We have it worked out, and this is a hypothetical, right? And I'm not saying this is actually going to happen, but if you line up the guys who are in charge of the NHLPA and say, we could get players to either A, quit drinking booze, or B, quit smoking pot, or ingesting pot in some form, any way, you know, across the board. I bet they would choose to eliminate the booze.
Oh, well, how about C, eliminate opioids, too?
Right. Well, that's I'm just talking what? About based on what's legal and what's
yeah.
not legal.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
know,
okay.
Some
no,
opioids
no doubt.
Are
course.
Still illegal, so I didn't want to get into
okay,
that.
Okay, I hear you on that. No, no, no doubt about it. No doubt. And, again, some people react to weed differently. some people could, you know, at the beginning maybe they're tired and then they figure it out and they just chose them out and they figure out how to work on it. They figure out how to work out on it.
Why do you think the NHL has to even test for it at all? If the policy is so relaxed,
to keep track, just to keep track of what guys are doing, just in case you're mixing different things together. I understand that. I do. It's what you do whenever you do have a guy in that situation. How do you react to it? How do they come down on it? And right now with this kind of thing, like something like this, like, that's horrifying for all these players. Like, what if?
How do you tell a guy who plays his home games in Denver and lives there most of the year that he can't partake? I don't understand.
I mean, you can, I guess.
He pays taxes there.
He can.
He's a citizen of that community.
Yeah, but he's employed by an owner that has to go
by
the rules.
But if the team says, well, you don't care.
Well, the
last time I checked, the NHL doesn't say, hey, you can't.
No, but if you, again, and they don't suspend you for it, but it doesn't mean they can't put you on the program. Meaning they'll have a guy come to your house and piss three times a week.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and if they don't make you stop, what's the point? And if you're
still
playing,
I think
good
it's
hockey,
a scare tactic, to be honest with you.
If you're playing good hockey and you go to the team, you say, listen, I'm playing better hockey. Mm. What does Mike Yost say if one of the guys gets popped?
And, for what?
Right. If the league comes to them and says, listen, you smoke too much weed. Your weed levels are way too high.
Your THC levels,
and we need you to – and now it's a bother because you have to go through this process. But he goes to his team and says, listen, guys – I'm a better player because of this, and I'll show you. I'm willing to play games with it and games without
it.
It
got me off opioids. I tore my knee out, and I had to get on painkillers where they're dragging my ass down, and I was constipated for 5 days.
But that's what I'm saying. Is the conversation that open with a coach? And I was using Yo as a hypothetical.
It could be, and I think Coach Yo would sit back, and you'd have to really talk to a lot
of
guys.
Would a guy have that conversation with his coach? Is it that open?
If it was that serious and he was addicted to painkillers, he's like, this got me off the painkillers.
Would you have
that almost killed me.
Lou?
Yeah, I would.
There you go. That's the ultimate question.
Yeah, I would.
Because that's
and Lou
the
would
guy.
Be a really that would be really difficult with right. Lou too. Don't get me wrong, but he also seen
again, hypothetical.
Lou's also seen so many guys with so many different problems where he will embrace it and be like, okay, let's
new
get
medicine.
You
right,
and I'm going to help you with it, and you know because that's
really cool.
What I do. Now, if you're not helping yourself and you're not you're coming in late and things like that, he's just you know he has no time for that.
Right.
But if you're coming in, you're like, dude, I'm struggling. Here's my thing. I had to get off of these damn things, but now this is the only way I'm doing it. I don't trust myself to not smoke weed. I don't know how I'm going to play, and I just need to give you the heads up. Help me. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to help you. Okay? He's going to help you. He's going to do everything he possibly can. Maybe he wouldn't, but since the way I know him, he would.
Wrapping up the substance abuse segment that we've had here. On the pot in the league thing, listen, you know me. I'm an open book when it comes to that stuff. I say if it helps a guy and it's all natural, go for it. I say do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do to stay off the hard stuff, which is the pills and the booze and all that stuff.
Yes.
And then with the Nate Schmidt thing, listen, man. Don't take any chances. I don't know how it works in the NHL, but in the NFL and the NBA and the MLB, I'm Rocky, if I'm wrong about this, correct me. I believe there's a hotline you can call and say, hey, I'm about to take this. Am I going to test positive? Am I going to pop on a test for this? And they say yay or nay. If the NHL doesn't have that, that's their bad on the PA for not having a system like that in place and putting their guys in a position to succeed. If they do have that, then there's no excuses. You should never have anything in your system that'll pop positive on a test because you're a pro, and part of your job is to make sure nothing in your body is gonna pop on a test.
Yeah. Gene Olczyk from BMO Mill chimes in and goes, it's no different than any other job with drug policies, Rap. A union carpenter or electrician can't use weed in Colorado just because they live there. Business controls the policy of employees. Good. Now you're back to tweeting out or
but again,
texting
we don't,
out
that's
decent
what I'm
tweets,
saying.
Gino.
I don't know what the policy of NHL teams are. Are NHL teams saying, no, you can't? Is there a policy on the books? I just want to know what the clarification is.
I think the NHL could jump in if it's over a certain – if I say the doctors, like Dr. Lewis and the big doctors from the NHLPA could jump in and say we're going to have to do something about this and
so
talk to the league.
So as you understand it, the NHL has a you can smoke only so much policy?
Yes.
I'd like to know what that arbitrary number is.
I think it's like 450 whatever the hell milligrams, something like that.
Okay, so is it based on like body weight or is it a clear number across the board? Because now you've got guys saying figuring out how much dope can I smoke.
I think the guys that are doing
smoke?
It are like I'm just gonna just do my thing and kind of chill out during training camp.
It's a different conversation that we're having in 2018 that no one's ever had to have before because things change
all the time.
Here
and
it is.
You know, so this is a big deal. Anyway, the bottom line is,
and the NHL can't change it realistically until anything is concrete in the States. Right?
Of course,
you can't have half the league.
Completely understandable. So we'll see what happens in the next couple of years. But it is 2018, and we are talking about this. And there is a epidemic with painkillers,
right.
And there needs to be some sort of alternative. Right now, there's really not.
There's not.
So,
and can I say something real quick?
No,
I know
no, you can't.
I'm going to pump the tires of the NHL. Aside from promoting the game properly, I think in these kind of situations, the NHL really does a good job. I really do. I think that, like, you look at the Sasha Voinov situation that we talked about last week.
Yeah,
they
I
said,
hear you
wait
on
a
that.
Minute, let's review this again. I think the NHL and their leadership group actually does a really good job of these controversial
they
situations.
They tighten them up pretty
right?
quick, don't they?
They
honestly do.
Solutions quick. And you might not like the solution, but they usually have a solution quick.
And
they don't let things hang on the vine.
And then people stop talking about it.
Right.
It's doom. Yeah, maybe it's talked about for a little bit. Boom, they shuffle it. They figure it out. You're absolutely right on that. And I think you can compare it to the NFL. And the NFL is so piss poor on that whole
anthem.
On everything with drug policy to you know, domestic violence, and they just screw up all kinds of different things. So compared to them, I mean, we're pretty damn squeaky clean. Anyway, we are live at Top Shooters 531 Old State Route 3 in Columbia. That was actually a really good conversation, man. And again, we're not just talking about that dumbass sitting on the couch. Like, no.
Right.
No. There's just so many different variables to it. Check it out. Look it up. And you'll kind of understand if
Michael
you're not privy
Phelps.
On it.
He's Michael got a Phelps. Lot of gold medals, right?
Pretty damn good athlete.
Last
isn't
he? Time I checked, he
parties.
Partakes.
He parties a little bit. Whatever. I don't judge him. I absolutely don't. Anyway, we will be back. This is 590, 590 a fan, 590 a fan.
Joe.
We are live. Top Shooters, 531 Old State Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois. Big
this
Al just showed
guy,
up.
Huh?
And he stole tomatoes. From a backyard and a golf course because he's a classy human being, of course.
He's acting like he's on the phone
he's
right now.
Like he's on
he's
the
not
phone.
On the phone.
Like somebody's
he's just
actually
showing
calling
me pictures
him.
On his phone, but now
why
he's
would
his phone.
I...
His phone's not even lit up. You can see his phone. It's dark.
Why would I eat
oh, really
my
show
wife?
Me.
Why
no
would I eat this? Anyway,
no
go ahead and take those back, and hopefully you get arrested. Anyway, yeah, he does that all the time. For some reason, he goes
he's
in gardens.
Acting like he's on the phone.
It's crazy.
He brought his own Mountain Dew. To the bar.
God, did he really?
He brought his own
oh,
Mountain Dew
geez,
and
Louise.
A bag of stolen tomatoes
oh.
that he stole from some guy on a golf course.
The girls love it when he shows up. Anyway, 855-282-8255. We had a good segment last segment about that, the whole
that's my salad.
Marijuana ordeal in the NHL and, you know, the
it's a big salad.
The pain, or, I'm sorry.
I ordered
the
big salad.
The obviously suspension to Nate Schmidt. But now let's get into the sudden death, dude. A lot of things kind of going around in the NHL. We're getting closer and closer. August is the worst month ever when you're a hockey
you
fan.
You want to hear what Hockey Bob has to say about pot?
Of course not. Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Cannabis is organic and created by God for the specific purpose of, and I don't know why he put this in quotes, healing.
Healing.
That's see. That's let me give
oh,
Hockey Bob a quick lesson, real quick.
Okay.
That means you're
oh, no.
taking
no,
legitimacy
you're,
away from.
You're hitting your
saying.
Head against the wall with this
you're,
one.
You're telling me.
I've had his argument.
Yes, he did.
He's not going to listen to it.
That.
No.
You're making
yeah,
fun
yeah.
of healing when
yeah.
you say it like that,
yeah.
when you type it.
Yes,
yeah,
so it's a sarcastic
why he,
term.
Why he
yes.
put, here's the crazy part. He doesn't even put the double.
Or lasers.
It's not even the double. It's not even the double quotations. The worst part is, look, read it again. It's always single quotations.
Oh, it is single
it's
quotes.
Always.
What is he doing?
Healing. I don't
I
get
gave
it.
Him the benefit of the doubt saying it was double before.
We
now
got,
single makes less sense.
We got Stanley, one of our favorite
Jesus,
cars on the line here. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Cam? How are you today, bud?
Doing good, bud, man. Just I can't see outside right now. I was wondering if it was pouring down rain or not. I don't know if you're in St. Louis, but
yeah, I'm in South City right now. It's looking like it's getting ready to. But yeah, I'm yeah. Anyways, bad news for some of these.
What's
areas
on your mind, buddy?
For the next couple of days. Hey, listen, about a month ago or so, you guys, you know, everybody's real high on the Blues, and I called in one day, and man, I wasn't as optimistic to say the least as some of you guys are, and. Man, after I hung up, I started getting death threats from Weird Al Yankovic, your old buddy, and all kinds of everybody. Big Al, I call him Weird Al. But anyway, you know, all this other stuff, and I'm like, my goodness gracious, guys. I mean, so here's the question I have for you, Cam. It's real simple. Two questions, and I just want your honest answer. First of all, let me preface this. I love the Blues. I live and die, bleed blue like everybody else in the city. I want nothing more than for them to win a Stanley Cup in my lifetime, and I'm starting to run out of time. So, but listen, here's my question for you. Two questions. Would you be more shocked if, A, the Blues went to the Stanley Cup final, or would you be more shocked if, B, they didn't make the playoffs? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, man. Love your show.
I'd be more shocked if they don't make the playoffs. I think there's a very good possibility they make the Stanley Cup final. As a matter of fact, I think I've predicted it on two different occasions. That's my prediction for the year.
I think you're right. If they make it,
it's all prefaced on Jake Allen.
I'm kind of looking at it like if they miss the Stanley Cup, it's a
playoffs.
I'm sorry, that's a shock. That is a shock.
That's the shocking.
That will shock the whole league, not just us because we're fans and we obviously want the best for the Blues. But man, that would be a big deal, and they'd have to Doug Armstrong would have to make a lot of moves.
They have to keep that thing together. That team's good enough. There's enough talent.
Well, look. That's what I'm talking about. Like, he's going to have to.
There'll be changes, right?
So there'll be a lot of changes. And not necessarily the players, but maybe the personnel and things like that. I don't think it's going to happen. Hopefully not. But that would be a major surprise. We like Stanley, man. He knows his stuff. He always calls in.
I'd be more shocked if they didn't make the playoffs, man. I think it's gonna shock, like Cam said. I think that was a good way to put it. I think it'll shock a lot of really smart hockey people around the league if the Blues aren't in the playoffs come springtime.
Yeah. What do we got next?
Jim Patton says, "Hey, Big Al, tell TJ to shut up." Is that even TJ? TJ's not even on the show.
Yeah. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Well, shut up, TJ. I guess Andy's on after us, isn't he?
There you go.
I earn a bad text every once in a while after that Hall of Fame text about TJ and the Make-A-Wish dream. That's from Gino. Oh, yeah,
there
dude. Gino's on it, man. Like, don't get me wrong. But that was a stupid text that he had earlier. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. And he should be ashamed of himself. He's lucky he doesn't get suspended for 2 days. Anyway.
You ready for the sudden death round? Here we go.
What we got, homie?
Blake Wheeler signs a 5-year extension.
Dang, D-Dog.
$8.25 million per.
Dang.
He's 32 years old, though. You expect Blake Wheeler to be any good at 36, 37 years old?
I think he is going to be good. I think he's going to be overpaid at that time, and that's fine. I think they're accepting it. I think they're giving him, rewarding him as a leader.
I hate those rewarded contracts.
Well, he got, 90 points last year?
Steen's on one of those.
Well, did Steen get 90
Backus
points?
Backus didn't get one, though.
No, Backus did not get one. But I think he's your captain. He is your leader.
Listen,
Hold on.
You're right.
And he can adapt to a defensive style where you can still utilize him if you're that deep going into your third, fourth, fifth year of that contract. I think he'll slow down a lot. He's got a lot of wear and tear. He's almost got 1,000 games under his belt. His body will wear out, but I think you could utilize him in a lot of different ways and still not necessarily gain that whole salary back by performance, but more like we're going to utilize him in a role to where it's going to make up for that extra couple million they're paying.
I think this shows where Winnipeg is as a franchise. If they wouldn't have made the run they made last year, if they didn't have the ability to say we're contenders right now, Hellebuck in his prime now, if they didn't have those things going for him, there's no way that market could spend that kind of money on a 32-year-old forward whose best days are probably right here, right now, maybe one more year, but then you're going to see the natural decline, right? Blake Wheeler is going to be severely overpaid in the next 2 years, right? Two more years, he's worth that money. After that, he's not going to be. The laws.
Maybe not.
Maybe he'll go Justin Williams. Maybe he won't. I think Blake Wheeler, I mentioned Steen and Backus. I think Blake Wheeler is a much better player at 32 than both of those players were at 32 or were when they got that contract. I think both of them were 31, actually, when that summer came up. And one of them got the deal and the other one didn't. Blake Wheeler is a great player. But I think this says more about where Winnipeg is than where Blake Wheeler is.
Yeah. He timed it right, man.
Had a good year, right?
Had a good year. Good for him.
RFA's not showing up to camp is what we're hearing now. Nylander in Toronto, Sam Reinhart in Buffalo, Morrissey in Winnipeg, Nurse in Edmonton, and then we mentioned earlier in the show, Theodore in Vegas. You know, where do you weigh in now for these RFAs? Do you think it's in their best interest to not show up to camp? Especially we mentioned a guy like Schmaltz earlier who could be playing for one of those spots if Gunner and Jabo aren't ready to start the year.
That's a tough one. I don't understand what's going on. We don't know the ins and outs of what's going on behind the scenes. But I guess every situation is different. You know, the Theodore situation, I think you can make a case now that you're missing your top dog there for 20 games. So, you know, you are going to be utilized a lot more. They need you a lot more.
I need to go get him now.
And then his
bargaining power just went way up.
And his leverage went way up. So, I mean, there's different situations. Every team, I don't know.
Nurse, you would have to think in Edmonton, there's no way they can be where they want to be without him.
Not even close. He's got the chips, right? He's got chips. So I think it makes sense. Even Well, the Toronto one, the one I don't
Winnipeg
know.
Lost a guy on the back end. So
yeah,
you
you're right.
Morrissey would have a little
but
bit
they're
of
a little deeper than
but still, these guys aren't signed.
I know.
And Reinhart in Buffalo.
Yeah, dude.
You would think that they want him in camp, right?
Exactly.
Like,
no
Nylander
doubt.
In Toronto. That one I can see
yeah,
a little
I
bit
can,
messy because
well,
where do you slot him?
Where do
he
you slot
knows
him?
Guys are going to get paid after him. That's the problem.
I
like,
know.
He looks at the guys like Marner and Austin who are going to come up after him, and he says, there's no way I can take a discount when I don't know what those two are going to get. And if those two get significantly more than I do and I'm locked in, then it makes me look bad.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem with this Nylander situation.
But don't you want to be in part of that organization? I mean, don't you just want to be a part?
Yeah, but if you're Toronto, you've got to worry about signing Marner and Austin.
No, yeah, I know.
And maybe finding a defenseman.
I know, but even taking a hit or taking just so, you know, a little bit less just to be a part of that, you know you're going to be contending.
Sign
you
a
know,
bridge deal, I think, is what you're trying
exactly.
to say, right?
Yes, exactly. So just, you know, figure out a way to stay there, in
get
my opinion.
2 years, win.
When,
see where you're at in 2 years.
Yeah, see where
bridge
at 2 years.
Deal.
Exactly.
Sticking with the Leafs, are you into this who's going to get to see in Toronto thing? Because Austin Matthews and Tavares say it doesn't matter to them. I'm inclined to believe them because Tavares just got there, and he probably thinks whatever, and Austin's probably like, I see how Toronto is, and I'd maybe rather not be the captain. I think that's better suited for Tavares than Austin.
Yeah, I don't think Tavares. I think they both care, to be honest with you. I do. When you wear a C like that for an organization for that long, it's hard not to be the man. It's hard not to be that guy.
Right.
And for him to, you know, he's been in the league a long time. You know, he's a little bit older. For him to give it to somebody that much younger. And just that's just me thinking this. And I'm not trying to speak for him. But I'd be like, no. Let me
keep
be
in
big,
mind Tavares from
dog.
The Toronto area.
Let me be the big dog.
I think Tavares should get it. If he's got the hometown thing going.
Yeah, I think Austin
he comes
Matthews,
home.
I think either one of them is going to be okay. But you know you're locked in with him. I don't know.
I remember as a kid feeling bad for Shane Corson when Gretzky came in and took the C.
Yeah. Corson.
Because
I
remember
him.
Corson only had it as an FU to Hulley because Keenan was pissed.
Yeah, exactly. but anyway, I think people are making too much of a big deal out of this, but don't think that Tavares and Austin Matthews aren't thinking.
You think Austin should get it?
Yeah,
I think Tavares should get it.
I think it really doesn't matter, and I don't know how Austin is behind the scenes either, so it's really hard to judge.
He seems like he doesn't
care. I know more about Tavares and how he handles things. I've played against him. I've seen him. So it's like, dude, but if Austin Matthews is doing the same kind of thing and he's trending in that direction, it's hard not to give it to the big dog who's – he's your savior.
Right.
You know, and so it's like, I don't know.
You got a lot of guys in Toronto, a lot of talent. I said this a couple of weeks ago.
You're
and
in
I
a
got,
good spot, put it
I
that
got
way.
In trouble with the texters and with the fans of St. Louis for saying this. They thought I was dumb. But I envision a situation where Austin Matthews walks out of Toronto.
Yeah.
I see it happen. As a Leafs fan, I don't know that I can see him staying there and being second fiddle to John Tavares when the time comes.
Yeah, well, that's
unless they
thing.
Pay him. You know,
well, you already got Tavares.
You
might as well
but you
got to
worry about, but you got to worry about paying other guys too. Nylander,
no.
Marner, they're all there.
Let me get through this, and we'll chime in real quick. Let me bang this thing out real quick. 5-9 The Fan presents Buoyant Float Spa and Celsius Cryotherapy as our next listener rewards program. Right now, you can get the listener rewards wellness package now for only $60. Listeners will receive a 1-hour float session at Buoyant Float Spa and 1 session at Celsius Cryotherapy. I've done them both, and they're both really work. I suggest you go in there, Dave, after 3rd. That's $145 for only $60. This would make a great gift or an opportunity to invest in your own wellness, which I love to do. Big Al, I am looking at you. You age every single day. There is only a limited time supply, so hurry before you miss out. To take part in this offer, just go to 5-9-a-fan.com and click the Listener Rewards tab.
Keeping it in the Eastern Conference, Max Pacioretty slated, obviously, to start the year in Montreal. Best-case scenario, he's out of there by Thanksgiving. Worst-case scenario,
dude, what a weird
he's out of there by the trade deadline, but how bad is this that he's going to be there to start the year?
Yeah, well, let me touch on that. Like, you got to think, when you're Max Pacioretty, and this has been going on for quite some time now, and you're going to charity events in Montreal, you're going to golf tournaments, you're just seeing different people. It's so uncomfortable. And he's probably like, just give me the hell out of here so I can just do my thing and start from scratch in a clean slate. Anyway, brutal. It sucks, dude.
Have you ever played with a guy that is just stuck like that?
Yes.
In every situation? Seen it up close?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Let me think on it for a second.
Because, God, that's got to be
brutal. I know I have.
Especially in a place like Montreal where they just fire at you constantly.
So, like, guys I played with in, like, 2005 and 6, I was on the line with Alexander Mogilny and Victor Kozlov. Lou put me on a line with those two. It was like Alexander Mogilny was like my childhood, one of my childhood dream guys. When him and Burry were on Vancouver in the 90s with those badass
black jerseys. Right.
Almo was awesome.
Bringing those back as their third this year, by the way.
He was so nice, dude. He never bitched at me. Kozlov, same two Russian guys that usually, you know, they're pissed off at the situation.
Right.
They never once, those two superstars, looked at me with a cross-eyed or I didn't give them the puck right. They never said one word to me, and it's such a bad situation for them. So I love those two guys, man. They were great.
Gino from Bevo Mills says, the Wheeler contract is horrible. I won't complain about the Bozak contract.
Let's give Bozak a couple months and see what he's doing.
I think the Bozak contract, you got to remember, you paid him to shorten that term.
Yeah.
Yarmo and company get extensions in Columbus. Kudos to those guys. You think about the fun part with this situation. I always watched Columbus because they are what the Blues could have been if they wouldn't have gotten Doug Armstrong, right? It would have probably been Yarmo. It would have probably been Davidson that had to stay.
Yeah.
They would have been the leadership group here instead of Doug and his group. What would it have been like? Because you're a guy who played under that old regime.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would have had the same success in St. Louis if that regime would have been given control here as they were in Columbus? You know those guys. You worked for those guys. Obviously, we're all in good hands with Doug Armstrong. You and I are big fans of the
Yarmo
GM.
And what, but, JD were
right.
still here?
What do you think the team would look like?
I think JD came in and did his thing here. And then, you know, he's that kind of guy that's going to come in. He's going to turn the franchise around. He's going to bring in. He's going to pump it up through the city. I don't know if he even has the same role as he did here. Here is just, I don't think he was.
Well, he's still president of operations.
Okay.
But Yarmo's the GM.
Yarmo,
if it wasn't for Doug getting the job, Yarmo would have gotten that job after Larry.
Of course. I don't know. That's just hard to say, dude. Look, they're going to be okay.
Look at the job they've done in Columbus.
They've done a great job over there.
Who's done a better job, Yarmo thus far in Columbus or Doug in St. Louis?
Oh, I think if you look at the records throughout each year, I think that's no-brainer right now.
Whose roster would you rather have? Would you rather be the Columbus
Blues right now,
100%. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm just setting up the question. I'm not like trying to.
Panarin's sexy.
You know, I'm
wrong,
a big Doug fan, but they're gonna have to get rid of him.
I know he doesn't want to be there, so it's like whatever.
He's leaving.
He's gone, dude. No doubt.
They had a meeting where they weren't allowed to talk to him about a contract extension.
Oh, really?
What's the point of the meeting?
I don't know.
What are we telling you how great you are?
No,
we know. Already think you're
actually,
great.
Actually, I
want
to tell you,
play
you suck because I want you to take less
money. Give me a freaking break. We're gonna have a meeting with you, and we're not allowed to talk about signing you.
Jim Patton from Remax One chimes in and goes, "The Blues better sign Schmaltz someday. He will be the replacement for 55 when they trade him for Nylander or Marner."
There you go, Jim Patton.
Jim Patton doesn't mess around
for a while.
Jim Patton doesn't mess around.
Last one of the day, and then we'll get you out of here. Camel wrap up the show. Humboldt home opener going to air live on TSN. If you're involved in the hockey community, you know a lot about this already.
Yeah.
I am going to be. I don't know about you, but I'm going to find a live feed. I am going to be turning on this. I can't
Absolutely,
wait to see it. I think
man.
It's really cool.
We've all been
Kudos
through those
and,
long
prayers to Humboldt.
And we, you know, Humboldt obviously that nasty bus wreck up in Saskatchewan there where Chaser played and all those guys. You know, I grew up going on those bus rides, man, and those mountains and just, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning and everybody's laying underneath tables. And, you know, you always had that in the back of your mind, like, God, what if we kind of go off somewhere, get T-boned or whatever, like we're screwed. And that's exactly what happened. It's a horrible thing. And the hockey community just shows how unbelievable it is and how tight-knit.
The best, man.
And everybody
best.
Gets together and we raise money. What do you need? We're there for you. I love it. Reminds me of the Eureka community a little bit.
There you go. And the Hill.
And the Hill. No, yeah,
where I'm
the Hill,
from.
Yeah, baby. Hockey Bob goes, "Rap, you're an idiot." Doug Armstrong had made the entire Blues organization from the minors on up a much better system than before he arrived.
What is he even talking about?
You, sir, are an idiot.
I'm an idiot for saying I'm one of Doug's biggest fans.
Big Al said
that.
Big Al said, yeah.
I am one of
because
Doug's biggest fans.
Big
I'm not
Al
on the
Hockey
record
Bob
knocking Doug. What are you talking about?
Are dating the same chick.
Yeah, they probably share. It's gross, but
no,
you know, I am not an idiot because I have been one of Doug's biggest fans, so
cool.
I don't even know what he's talking about. I never said I'd rather have Doug than Yarmo. We're talking about hypothetical
situations. Why are you so rattled
situations.
Right now? Why are you so rattled
because
right now?
Because Hockey Bob is the minister of misinformation. He just says
the minister of misinformation. I like
he just
it.
Just says
you
things.
And Rock just can't stand him. I like Hockey Bob.
I like when he leaves wherever I'm at the most. That's what I like.
Oh,
if I never talked to if Hockey Bob never talked to me, we would never talk at all. Let's put it that way.
You're so rattled right now, man.
No, I'm not. I just don't like when he says things that are so obviously untrue. You want to come at me for saying Haley Wickenheiser's dad is Doug? Fine.
No, that's
you
want to
say you want to say I'm an idiot because I don't support Doug Armstrong. That's just unequivocally false.
Oh,
that goes
me,
against everything I believe in. I'm a Doug.
Oh.
I pray at the altar of Doug.
Okay. Real quick before we go, one other thing. They're banning keg stands on the Stanley Cup now, which
Good
is an embarrassment. Good for them.
Well, you don't break the cup.
Who's breaking the cup?
They broke the cup. Did you see it? They broke it.
Oh, they did.
They broke it.
It's
broken.
Whatever. Be nice.
They didn't break it. They compromised the structural integrity.
Whatever.
I saw it. It looked broken. Stanley
Cup. Dimebag Darrell broke the cup in 99.
It's not the first or the last time the cup's going to get broken, but don't intentionally do things that will damage it, right? It took you so much to earn the damn thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Care for it
party,
a little
man.
Bit more,
I don't
right?
care.
But I'm all about partying, too.
Yeah, you are.
I sure do like to party.
Yeah. Hey, man. Appreciate you coming out here. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Again, we were live at Top Shoes. Love coming out here on Fridays. It's always a blast out here. So many things to do. Me and Dave Rapp III are heading down to Enterprise Center right now. We're going to do a little Blues Fantasy Camp, playing the game tonight. We're going to cruise around, hang out with the boys, do our thing.
Yeah, excited.
Have a lot to talk about. Should be fun. We always put on a good show down there. So, Big Al's chilling here. He's handing out tomatoes
handing
that he stole.
Stolen merchandise.
Because we don't know why.
Can't
but anyway,
sell because he stole it.
This is 590 The Fan, 590TheFan.com. Guys, have a good weekend. We will see you Monday.